Health workers around the world are scrambling to destroy vials of a specific strain of flu virus. The strain is a 1957 germ that caused a large outbreak of flu. Labs received the vials as part of a testing exercise. Apparently, the people who designed the tests didn't realize it could touch off a global health crisis if the virus escapes. Here's NPR's Richard Knox.
It's a routine procedure. Clinical labs that diagnose all kinds of diseases get test kits containing various germs. They have to figure out what germs are in the kits as a way of keeping up to date. But beginning last fall, thousands of labs in the U.S., Canada, and 16 other nations got kits containing a flu virus that caused a pandemic in 1957. It hasn't circulated for decades. But Dr. Klaus Stohr of the World Health Organization says it poses a potential risk if a worker in even one of those labs accidentally gets infected with the virus.
The risk that this virus is infecting a laboratory person is relatively small, but still, if the virus would infect somebody, get out from there into the population at large, then we would certainly have a global health emergency and an influenza pandemic.
Middle-aged and older Americans would still be immune to the virus, but not people who haven't been exposed since it dropped out of circulation in 1968.
50% of the world population is younger than around 30 years. So we are talking about a considerable part of the world population not having any antibodies.
Stohr and other health officials stress there's no evidence that the 1957 virus, a type called H2N2, has escaped from any labs. Dr. Julie Gerberding of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says doctors, hospitals, and state agencies routinely send the CDC anything out of the ordinary.
Have not had any H2 strains come to us this year at all. In fact, we haven't seen any of those since 1967 at CDC.
So Gerberding is confident the 1957 virus is still contained, but she and others say the episode rings an alarm. Until now, there hasn't been much regulation of disease-causing organisms that are shipped around the country and the world every day, often through regular mail or overnight services.
There is no question we have to exchange these materials.
Ronald Atlas of the University of Louisville is past president of the American Society of Microbiology. He says both clinical medicine and biological research depend on fast exchange of pathogens and tissue samples. But the system hasn't had much systematic oversight.
No doubt this particular incident will cause everyone to look at the practices that we employ. We undoubtedly will modify those practices to be safer in the future.
Dr. Robert Webster is a flu expert at St. Jude's Children's Hospital in Memphis. He says that effort is long overdue.
Damn it all, we're spending all this effort and time worrying about viruses that might come out of the avian reservoir in Asia. And here we've got known pandemic strains that sit around in labs and things. We know that they've had potential, and we haven't got them all put to bed yet. You know, it's a bit of a black eye for us, isn't it?
Webster says there's already been fair warning of what can happen when a flu virus escapes from a lab. In 1977, another flu strain suddenly reappeared after 27 years. Most likely, Webster says, researchers were doing experiments with the long-dormant strain. Its descendants are still causing human flu cases today. Richard Knox, NPR News.